All right, everybody, please get behind InfoWars and Alex Jones. He's fighting the battle. If we don't have his voice, you can imagine what would have happened if he hadn't gone on when he did all those years ago. Yeah, I want to go to this video right now, and it's actually being used as a campaign commercial. I call it the Trump flashback video. So it really starts with what took place on Saturday with an assassination attack on 45's life. Let's roll this.
You want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Fight.
I love you, Dad.
I'm proud of you, son.
Fight.
Fight, Dad, fight.
Get up, Donald. Fight.
You've got work to do, son. Fight.
Fight. I love you, Daddy.
Get up, Dad. Fight.
Fight. You must fight, my love.
Fight.
I love you, son.
Fight.
I love you, Donald. Fight. Fight.
Yeah, I mean, they're very powerful, obviously, to put that together. And, of course, the left will go crazy over that. But that was as close as you come to dying, basically, publicly. If put the bullet close up, and you can see what took place. I mean, this, had he not turned his head to look up at the screen, the thing would have gone right into his brain. So that was divine providence. That was the hand of God. I know some people refer to it as luck, but it's not. Put the next one of Trump getting shot full video. Let's play that.
If you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened. Oh.
Here's a crazy thing. So the shooter, let's put the shooter on the roof video, and then I'm going to talk about this. I want to just play these clips together. Put the shooter on the roof.
I see him, man. Okay. We can see the guy there. I think they hit him because the guy is, he looks dead.
Now, they'd actually been warning everybody. There's so many videos out where probably 30 minutes before they were warning people about this guy. And according to the security, they said, no, they didn't want to put a sniper up on that roofing because it was at an angle. It was slanted. I mean, there's so many memes coming out now. Stick the cow one up. I mean, there's people trolling the Secret Service. Crazy. So there you see this cow. This cow boldly goes where no sniper goes has gone before. So, I mean, a slanted roof is... we're talking about fully trained military people here. What are you worried about, a slanted roof? Put the other one where the Secret Service didn't even shoot back. In actual fact, there's so many reports now that they were told to stand down and they were fully aware.
That's a little bit old, that you are, that you, and you know, that's a little bit old, that chart's a couple of months old. And if you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
I mean, that was a slanted roof. You could have been on the other side as well. Apparently, somebody went up there and then was told to, he said, oh, the guy had a gun. There's no security. I don't care, Secret Service, military, Marine, whatever, that's going to climb on a roof and see a kid with a gun and just back down because the guy had a gun. You're failing in your job. Now, apparently, the lady who was the head up this whole thing, she actually worked for PepsiCo 2 years ago, and she was guarding bags of cheese.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs that do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Rodney Abrams, standing in for Alex Jones here this hour. And actually, in fact, we're going to roll a clip right now of him responding to the Trump incident. I mean, all of this taking place, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, this is unprecedented in our recent history. I mean, you can see Reagan was shot and, of course, Kennedy was taken out. I mean, but this is a rare occasion and this should not be happening in America, not ever, especially if the Secret Service are actually doing their job. But obviously, they weren't. They can say what they want. They were not doing their job. So roll this. Alex Jones responding to the Trump shooting.
Ladies and gentlemen, I told you that we're not in normal times. World War III, nuclear war is this close. They just fired 5 shots at Trump and hit him in the side of the head. And the media's like, oh, big deal. He survived an assassination attempt. This is crazy town. Biden is a complete puppet. The New World Order is melting down everywhere. And I believe they're getting ready to kill Biden and blame it on a Trump supporter. I've been saying that for over a year. But President Trump in Pennsylvania up there gets shot at, gets hit in the side of the head, survives. That image of him up there with the blood on his face, defiant, is incredible. And now the deep state that's committed all these crimes and opened the borders and human trafficked and started World War III, they are so desperate, they're going to go for broke. But I've told Trump, I've told his campaign, you've got to be more careful. We got to pray for President Trump right now. This is such a dangerous time. I'm in Northern California with what would be a huge story breaking tomorrow, and it's still going to break. Massive story we're working on right now, okay? Secret mission. And it will still break it. But, ladies and gentlemen, this attempted assassination of Trump means we're not in Kansas anymore. And now they've tried to kill him with a gun. They're going to try to poison him. So, Trump, inside circle, listen to me. And I know you've listened before. You've had the Secret Service call me. I've briefed them on stuff. Listen to me. They're going to try to poison him now. This blew up in their face. They failed. They fired 5 shots. They killed 2 people, maybe 3. Of course, they got rid of the shooter, so they can't find out who that was. This means the New World Order is going for broke. They have nothing to lose now. Pray for America. Pray for Trump. Pray for the free press. Pray for truth and know with, what is it, 112 days from the election now? Anything is possible right now. Deep state, escalation of war with Russia, China, Taiwan, it's all on the table. False flag terror attacks, blame it on Trump, his supporters, they've been hyping that. We need to pray right now for mass awakening and mass discernment because America is fighting for its life. I'm about to do a live show as soon as the crew can get into the office. I just got off an airplane, just got here to where I was staying. I'm going to do a live show at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and real Alex Jones. I'm collecting all the notes, all the videos. We'll be live in the next 30 minutes to an hour at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, and real Alex Jones on X. But pray for President Trump. He needs to get out there and speak immediately about this. He's got to be very, very careful, obviously, in the future. But again, pray for Trump. Pray for America. The deep state has overplayed their hand. They're completely screwed, which means they're going to strike back big time.
There was a great report that came out right after the assassination attempt. Now, of course, the big question is the Secret Service? What were they doing? I mean, how could this even happen on their watch? This is impossible. So, yeah, sure, he wasn't the acting president, but he's a presidential candidate. He's actually the nominee. Well, he wasn't officially nominated. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is that's your job to protect the former commander-in-chief. So this is Alex on Trump and the Secret Service, because there's a lot of questions that need to be asked, and there's people that actually need to be fired, because what's happened is horrendous. Roll it.
The Secret Service have now released their preliminary report and admitted that in Butler, Pennsylvania, for 26 minutes, I'd said a couple minutes for videos I'd seen, the shooter was on top of the roof. Police went up to see. He aimed a gun at them, and they ran away and asked permission of what to do. This is a paralyzed government of bureaucrats. Nobody on the roof. So this is a Secret Service stand down, 110%. AP, Reuters, all reporting. All right, it's no big deal. 26 minutes. This guy is on top this roof with no one there, with the president 450 feet away, so he can shoot him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is insane. This is next level. This is a Secret Service stand down. And now that they failed to kill Trump, they're going to go for broke. But it's now confirmed there was a stand down. That whole building was full of police sitting around eating McDonald's or whatever, because they weren't directed to be anywhere, like on a roof while the president's speaking. I am stunned by this coming out so quickly. This totally proves stand down, and it just shows Trump's entire details infiltrated. They're totally controlled. This wasn't Secret Service idiocy. This wasn't Secret Service being fooled. This wasn't negligence. This was orders to do this. And I interviewed the former advanced team head for Trump of over 300 events going back 4 years ago, and he said he talked to Secret Service. They were told no support on the rooftops, no glass around Trump, no nothing. So we have them now, ladies and gentlemen. This is smoking gun, pun intended, information. We'll be covering it all tomorrow on my weekday show, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, Infowars.com/show, and Real Alex Jones. Follow me at Real Alex Jones. We're going to be breaking all this down. Trump is in Milwaukee right now. They're going to make another shot at him. They have nothing to lose. They are cornered. Pray for Trump. Pray for America. This is so epic. God bless you all. This is my last report for the night, unless other stuff breaks. Thank you so much for all your support. We love you. Follow me at Real Alex Jones on X, and thank you all for your support.
So great work there, Alex. You know, obviously, getting to meet Alex personally. I mean, he can be strong just like I can, but he's actually a very gentle person. I know people don't believe that, but he really is a very kind man. And when you spend time with him, just talk, when you hear his heart, obviously, if he just, somebody said, well, you should do that on the air. That's not going to mobilize people. A person just showing their nice side, and I don't necessarily see when somebody speaks passionately about something that they're showing their bad side, but they're passionate about it, and there needs to be an urgency to alarm people. It's an alarm to motivate people to move. Now, Chris Ann Hall is a constitutional attorney. She's part of River University and River Legal. She has something to say about the vice president and J.D. Vance, because that's all happened. Obviously, Trump picked him, as I hear. He was still up most of the night Sunday. He went into Milwaukee, flew in there earlier, and then he stayed up most of the night, apparently, and that he made the decision. And apparently, J.D. Vance only knew 10 minutes before because Trump called him, and then it was announced on True Social. So people were calling him from everywhere. But anyway, let's roll this. Chris Ann Hall about J.D. Vance. Let's roll this right now.
I want you to listen to Tucker Carlson's observation about the Republican Party's new vice presidential candidate. Here it is.
And if you don't know much about J.D. Vance, I'm not even going to make a case for J.D. Vance. I'm going to tell you what I just saw, which is that every bad person I've ever met in a lifetime in Washington was aligned against J.D. Vance.
Well, there you go. Carlson also said power-hungry elites despise Vance. So what's your reaction to Vance as Trump's VP pick and what he brings to this ticket?
You know, I think that as Americans, we need to learn to stop relying on other people's opinions when we choose candidates. We have to do the vetting ourselves. But unfortunately, we don't get a chance to actually vote and decide on a vice president the way the Constitution of the United States demands. The Constitution of the United States demands that there be two ballots and that there be two ballots cast, one for a president and one for a vice president. All of that changed when FDR refused to run without choosing his own running mate. And that started the running mate portion of our presidential history. And we functionally changed how we operate, denying the Constitution without so much as a whisper from either political party.
Very, very true. Now, you say, well, why is the left so distraught? Because if you saw the debate, even with all the editing, even with the delays, CNN couldn't edit to make Biden look better. I mean, what you saw was a delayed signal of what they edited, and even editing the president, they could not make him sound better. So let's roll the first clip here, Joe Biden talking uncomfortably, which is the way he talks now.
Secretary, you've guided this alliance through one of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize, I'm talking to your wife, I personally ask you to extend your service. Forgive me.
Then he goes on to calling Zelensky Putin. Roll this.
The compact says loudly and clearly, and now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin, you're going to beat President Putin. President Zelensky, I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
You are a hell of a lot better.
Thank you so much.
Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
Better? I don't know. You're a lying midget, that's what you are. Okay, so That was funny. I laughed. I watched that thing many times and laughed. Yes, Joe, saying I'm following my commander in chief. Roll this one.
Commander in chief, my chief of staff of the military, as well as Secretary of Defense and our intelligence people.
Yes, Joe, saying Kamala is Vice President Trump. Roll this.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she's not qualified to be president.
So you want to know why they're frantic? Now, obviously, Biden's the one that actually said we have to get Trump in the crosshairs. You know, bullseye. He's trying to backtrack now and say, no, he meant to say that we need to target him politically. But let me tell you right now, all of the left. In actual fact, a Seattle reporter actually tweeted out right after Trump was shot, said, make America aim again. People have lost the plot. So when you can advocate the killing of enemies, so listen, somebody said, well, do you like Biden? No. Do you want him killed? No. I don't want him assassinated. I don't want Kamala assassinated. I don't want them in office, but I don't want them killed. So I don't believe that people should be calling for the death of people. Well, let's just eliminate them or whatever, because you call for their elimination, you'll be eliminated too. So it's craziness going on right now. Now, I've got two videos I want to play from the World Economic Forum. So let's play the first one, if you would, please.
Are you concerned that Trump might be elected again?
I think it's very likely. And if it happens, it is likely to be the kind of like the death blow to what remains of the global order. And he says it openly. Now, again, it should be clear that many of these politicians they present a false dichotomy, a false binary vision of the world, as if you have to choose between patriotism and globalism, between being loyal to your nation and being loyal to some kind of, I don't know, global government or whatever.
Now, for John Kerry, it is all such nonsense. Like, it really is nonsense. It's all a great big theme park. And in fact, they actually turned Davos into what is basically a globalist theme park, changing the shop fronts, putting up, you know, big corporate signs. It's like the griftiest place on earth, you know. It really is something to behold. And, you know, I heard it described during the week as being an exercise in trying to dehumanize us by digitization. And, you know, this sort of this concept of control, you know, it all looks quite sort of normal from the outset. People in suits standing around talking. It's like every terrible corporate strategic planning day you've ever been to, but it looks relatively normal. But in truth, what we're being told is exactly what you said in your editorial, that we know what's good for you. You don't know what's good for you, but we do, luckily. And they even refer to themselves in those terms, in that language. I think somebody last year used the term we elites.
Elites and special people with John Kerry. Yeah. I have to disagree with you, Senator, though, in one point. There's nothing normal about this. These people are not normal.
I said it looked normal, yeah, well, but it was normal.
Okay, I stand corrected. Let's go, Senator. You've been talking about the perils of vaccine passports. They've belled the cat here, saying they essentially want a global register. We've heard them talk before about in order to travel, you'll have to comply with whatever jabs they want to throw out. What are the dangers?
Well, I mean, this is really the thrust of the whole exercise, hasn't it? It's been climate change and pandemics, and they really are the emergency trigger points that we're seeing now. And this is modern globalist politics now. It's using the emergency as a Trojan horse for control, really, I think. That's my view. And I think we are seeing that now. In fact, the World Health Organization, at a strangely coincidental time, are actually now working on amendments to the international health regulations, which are going to basically brick in control from top-down control on countries in their own pandemic responses. So this business about a digital ID, about surveillance, about digital passports and this sort of global health platform is, I think, becoming very clearly the plan. And we are seeing that now being openly stated by people like Tony Blair and others. This is about control, Corey. This is really about billionaires telling millionaires how to...
That's an Australian senator talking the truth. I want to play this clip right now. This is an imam in London speaking about what the plan is for the United Kingdom. And I just so you know, this is the plan. It's not only the communist takeover, it's Islam that's taken over in large areas of, well, London. Anyway, roll this.
A lot of Christians are leaving their faith, especially the young generation. The churches are emptying out. The Pew Research Center has shown that in the last 10 years, 28% of people have left church and became atheists or agnostic. They're not anymore impressed by the dogma that someone 2,000 years ago was crucified for their sins. They're searching for something that's more meaningful, that's consistent with science and consistent with the principles that we know today. Islam is the answer for them. And we are jumping on the opportunities that as these churches empty out, instead of spending larger amounts of money to build our masjids, we are buying these churches. We bought 3 churches so far, converted them to masjids, and now we have one we are buying with a school to make it, because we have to serve the same people. People who were part of that community, one day they will be Muslims. So we'll make it into a masjid and an Islamic school for our children and their children, inshallah. 100 years ago, they invaded the Muslim world and they built missionary schools and destroyed Islamic schools and masjid. Today, we bring the favor back, turn their churches into masjids and their schools into Islamic schools, bring the light of Islam to here. We're able to buy ready-to-go institutions that have been there for a long time, but they emptied out. And now it is time to be filled with Muslims, with reverts, converts. This is an election year. But we're not going to be happy with either candidate. We have to be happy when Islam becomes the best candidate for us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give Islam the victory in this country, in our hearts, in our families, in our nation.
Wow. Roll the London clip. This is why I went to London, and you'll see. Roll it. Say ye not that there are 4 months and then cometh the harvest. He said, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look for the fields, they wind in the harvest. London, the fields are wind in the harvest. They don't want religion, they don't want tradition, they're looking for Jesus. And you've got to get full of him. You've got to get full of the fire, full of the anointing of the Spirit of God, and go outside the four walls of the church. Everywhere you go, the gospel will be heard. But it's not the Greek and the Hebrew that's going to change London, England. It's the simple gospel of Jesus that's going to change London. I prophesy over people here. God's going to raise you up supernaturally with his fire and with his anointing. And you're going to carry the gospel, and it's going to run across Europe. It's the gospel, the power of God unto salvation. A restraining order against you right now. You will stop in the name of Jesus. In 3 years, God can shake the whole of the United Kingdom, flip everything around, and there's nothing the devil can do to stop it. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord thy God is with you wherever you go. So we mobilized the people to win souls, and then the last night, 10,500 people packed the XL, and I laid hands on everybody, prayed. I got out of the arena just after 2 o'clock in the morning. People are hungry. The UK is not done. God's not finished with the United Kingdom. God's surely not finished with the United States, and he's not finished with Europe. He's definitely not finished with Africa, and he's not finished with you. So when we come back, we'll be talking about some other things. This is a great time to be alive. It's just time to put your hand to the plow and get involved and preach.
You know, when you look at the world where there's inflationary pressures and political chaos and geopolitical conflict and unsustainable debt and wars and rumors of wars and all this stuff,
we had a talk this week and you said, I'll do it because at the end of the day, we've got to warn people. But I get it. I'm the same. I'm a man. And a man doesn't talk about other people and how bad they are. He shows how good he is. But sometimes a man has got to also point out, like, they create nautical charts of there's a reef here, there's a sunken ship here. We've got to create charts for people so they know where the hazards are.
You want to protect people, and that's what.
Well, yeah, we don't go looking to whistleblow. We don't go looking, but when clear and present crime is being committed, we will become accomplices if we don't expose it.
You know, part of why we exist as a firm is to protect people from the imbalances that the government is causing because of inflation and higher interest rates. You know, we want to get people in the right place at the right time. Just because gold and silver are great investments right now doesn't mean that all gold and silver are good investments. There's rare coins and semi-rare coins that people overpay for. And I got to looking, and when you look at the CFTC, there's
no, but you called it on the show 2 months ago. You said they're about to bust these groups, but you're like, I don't be a troublemaker. Just wait for it, Alex. And then it's happened now. So
the CFTC and 30 states, so the regulators in 30 states are charging a Los Angeles precious metals dealer an ongoing $185 million fraud. What is the fraud? What are they doing? They're targeting the elderly with overpriced stuff. Right. So over 300% over spot price. It's like, what in the world? Triple spot price? Are you joking? This is very common in the industry that people will kind of fall for a song and dance, fancy story. Ooh, let's get this rare coin. Let's get this historical coin because it's non-confiscatable and it's dealer non-reportable and you don't have to report it on taxes, wink, wink, right? And this is where these are all lies. Ultimately, if the government wanted to confiscate something, they will confiscate it. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Now, number two, you always have to report your taxes. Always. If you don't, you're going to be jailbait. You'll go into some kind of IRS tax court, right? So gold and silver are an investment like any other investment in the sense of there's no escaping some of those things. But what's great about it is that they are private, right? That they are in the right place at the right time because of where we are globally and the imbalances in the markets with rising interest rates, rising inflation. Gold and silver just do really, really well right now.
People need to get into this because this is what the elites are doing. It's so simple. KEPM.com/gold. KerkElliottPreciousMetals.com/gold. Go to that link. It gives the show support. Get the best deals. Call 720-605-3900. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. And to me, I only promote something that is an absolute no-brainer. You know you're getting wholesale price of silver and gold from a reputable, top-rated company that funds the InfoWar and isn't a wimp. You need to get gold and silver, but you need to get it from a good source. Go to KEPM.com/gold.
Viene una tormenta!
What did he just say?
He said there's a storm coming in.
I know.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
So there you have it, folks. I mean, we're up against it. This is the reason why I travel doing what I'm doing, going from nation to nation. We are on a 300-city tour of the world. And just in the last year, we've hit 16 countries of Africa. And I want to play you a quick overview. And it was really because of Africa that I went to London. And, of course, we've got other doors open in Europe. We're going to be going back to Greece. We're going back to many other countries as well. And we'll be going back to London a year from now for part two of what we just did. And then, of course, there's certain big cities in America we're going to be hitting hard, Chicago being one of them. So already their planning is underway. I don't have dates on Chicago, but it's going to be a big thing. In Africa, we put millions and millions of dollars into it. We didn't, you know, you can't, the offerings, obviously, people give, but we bless churches and we help people. You couldn't run the ministry off of that. The same in England. Actually, in fact, out of 9 services, I received 2 offerings. That was it. And I told the British people, I didn't come here for your money. I came here to deliver a message. So let me show you what happened in Africa. That's actually, God used Africa to then spur me to go to the UK. And I'm very happy that we went. I feel very positive about the UK, even with their new government, even with all the nonsense going on, even with their open borders. I feel very positive about it. Roll this clip, and then I'll tell you why.
The Lord said to me, run to the nations. He found me in Africa. He called me by name. He put his fire on me, and he gave me a message. The Lord sent me here to tell you
He's not forgotten you. He's heard your cry.
The Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost.
And we've come to light fires here that's going to bring a peace across this land. I take authority in the name of Jesus over any spirit of unrest that would stir up problems amongst people. I break every spirit of witchcraft. I break the power of the witch doctors. And I speak the fire of God upon God's people to rise up and to set the people free. Africa's gonna shine with the glory of God. That whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. We serve a God that is mighty to save, to heal, to deliver. And his power will touch Africa. And shake every town and village. Africa will tremble and quake under the hand of God.
And that's why we do what we do. And even have a weekly news program that's on Rumble every week, 28 minutes, 30 seconds. Somebody's griping at me on X platform because they said the clip I used about the World Economic Forum was a Trump supporter. What's that got to do with the price of eggs? You could be a Trump supporter and you could still state, I'm not saying he believed that, but he's stating everything that the World Economic Forum wants done, you jackass. So, you know, you can't even play a clip anymore. And then people got a nitpick on who, what, how, what the guy ate for breakfast and how many times he flushed the toilet. I mean, that's the problem. You know, these are supposed to be people that are actually for good, but they're even so divided. This is how the country is. So you got, well, I'm a conservative. You're not, because you attack your own. You're not conservative. You attack your own. Even anybody speaking up of the truth, you attack them. You nitpick. You're a bunch of nitpickers. You nitpick on every little thing. That's why some of you moan at Alex or this whatever. Just shut up. What are you doing? Other than some social media justice warrior tweeting on or Xing on X platform. As if anybody's listening to you. Come run with me to the nations and see how many people listen to you. I mean, people are crazy. That's the problem, you know. And maybe when Alex comes back, we could talk about it. But I see that amongst even the church is so divided. They attack one another. It doesn't matter. Oh, he's not preaching the true gospel. Okay, so you're preaching the true gospel? So let me show. Let's see what you're doing. Let's see how many churches you're planting, how many pastors you're raising up, how many people you're putting in the ministry. Come here to Tampa. I'll show you. I'll show you a university. I can take you around the world. I'll show you people raised up, planting churches, paying cash everywhere they go, taking care of themselves. I can show you the fruit. It's 44 years of ministry. We're sitting over 50 million decisions for Christ. Some people, I don't really believe. It doesn't matter what you believe. That's the problem. So you can't even unify. You can't even unify conservatives, because they're so nitpicky. They're so angry. So it's that way in the church. And then in the political realm, it's that way. Because that's the enemy's plan, divide and conquer. Well, I don't like the way you presented that. The bottom line is it's being presented. Everybody can think for themselves. Not everybody's as stupid as you are. It's like a chef cooking their version of curry and rice or whatever else. Well, I hate that. It doesn't matter. That's the way they cook. Anyway, it's pointless me ranting about some idiot commenting on nonsense. Get your head out of your rear end, man, and leave people alone that are actually doing something about what's taking place. Stop being adversarial. Yeah, you always got to nitpick anything. The same thing. Well, I don't agree with his doctrine. What's your doctrine? Do you even have a doctrine? What do you actually believe? What are you actually preaching? How many results are you getting? I don't show you results. We have thousands upon thousands of kids right here on the property right now in Youth and Kids Week. Right now. This is Youth and Kids Week. 13-year-olds' lives are being turned 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. And then the 3 to 5s and the 6 to 12s. Thousands of kids are right here on the property this week. Why don't I show you the fruit? The kids that came here didn't believe in God, didn't believe anything, didn't believe nothing. But their whole lives have been radically changed. We started Monday night, been going all day Tuesday, Wednesday. We still got tonight, whole of Thursday and Friday. You can go to revival.com, check out the pictures, follow me on my Instagram page, and you'll see all the stuff that we post, and you can see what we're doing. So I could show you the fruit. You know, I'm not going to sit and nitpick. Plus, this is America. You're entitled to your own opinion. But the vitriol is huge. People are angry. It's like people are just angry. It's either their way or the highway. And that's why they won't work. They won't even work a solution to any problem that's facing America in this hour. And the enemy's laughing. The enemy's laugh. He laughs. Churches in the UK divided. That's why I took the African churches of the UK. We pulled them together because at least they would work together. The other ones wanted to all nitpick. We passed them by. We just bypassed them. Now, thousands of people are winning souls every single day in London. We're getting reports. The phone lines have been jammed. People said they've never been in a meeting like that. And many people were helped and their lives were touched and changed. So that's what's happening here this week, Youth and Kids Week. And then next week is our big FIRE conference. So if you're anywhere in America, you want to get on a plane, come be a part here. We have two meetings a day. And we start on Sunday morning, Sunday night, through the following Sunday morning, Sunday night. And also we're giving away scholarships to River University. We have over 600 students here. And we are mobilizing people to go and make a difference. We have a school of government. We have a Spanish school. We have a culinary institute. We have a law school. We've got many things going on. Somebody said, well, do you meet all the government requirements? No, we don't meet any of the government requirements. We're not interested in government requirements. We're not looking for their sanction. We don't take anything from the government. We pay our own way. Thank you so much. We don't receive any funding from the government. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. So that was something that I did find when we were in the UK and even in Africa. I saw some of the divisiveness amongst certain sectors, how the enemy had really come in and divided them so that they couldn't get together because they couldn't even talk because they already preconceived ideas. That's why I said when I first came on the show and I said, I told Alex when he was on with me, I said, we're going to give J.D. Vance the benefit of the doubt. And I've got a couple of flags, red flags, concern me, but I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and I'll let you know as this thing progresses. So we'll see what happens. But we have to pray for America. We have to pray for our country. We have to pray for President Trump. We have to pray even for Biden and Kamala, whether you like to or not. And we have to pray that God's perfect plan and will be done. And then when we do that, we can pray that God wreak total confusion in the camp of the wicked, that he pulls the wheels off of Pharaoh's chariots, that he sets the enemy back, and that the kingdom of God prevails above all wickedness, all powers of darkness, and everything that we're up against. So it's very, very, very important that we do that. And then mobilize everybody. When you see the numbers mobilized, those are people that have committed. They've raised their hand and say, Pastor, I'm going to share Jesus with one person a day, every day, until the day Jesus comes to take me home. So that's what we talk about, mobilization. And every place we go, we leave behind teams of people. When we went to London now, we had 64 teams fly in from around the world to come and help us win souls on the streets. And because of the meetings, two meetings a day, they only went out for an hour. Thousands were saved on the streets of London. And then since we've left in the past 2 weeks, they're out on the streets. We're getting texts all the time, calls coming in. I just prayed with 20 people to accept Christ. And churches are really excited. The churches that got on board with us are very excited. So I challenge the churches of the UK. You've got to mobilize your people politically to make a difference. Otherwise, if you don't, Islam is taken over. And you have to mobilize them in the financial realm so that you have the resources. If you don't have the resources, how are you going to fund anything of what you're doing? That's why here at the River, we're raising up business. We have a whole thing called Kingdom Business Fellowship where people are raised up. We're raising up millionaires to fund the end time harvest and to get involved in godly causes and to make a difference on this earth, and then raising up people in government. And so we've got a lot of people, that godly people that are in government. Not all government's bad, but government, as Alex will even tell you, is local. It starts local, then it goes statewide, then goes nationally. So this is very, very important. And you know, some states are far gone, and I'm not saying God can't turn them around. A great awakening will do that, flip everything around, change the hearts of the people back to God. But in essence, when you look at America and you see how divided it is and you see that they're total communist states, and then you see other states where it's not like that at all. So God's hand's still on America. People need to be encouraged. And that's what I saw in the UK. I saw groups of people that just said, we won't bow. And I saw that amongst my African brothers and sisters who had come from Zimbabwe, from Botswana, from Lesotho, from Ghana, from Mauritius, Madagascar and Kenya, Uganda, Nigeria, who just said, no, we're not bowing. And we here in the UK, God sent us here. Or many of them were born there. So they are African Brits, if you can put it that way. And they say, we're not allowing Islam to take over. We're not going to allow communism to take over. We're going to make a difference. So when I was in England now, I actually was greatly encouraged just by walking around, talking to people, meeting the leadership. We met hundreds. We probably had about 2,500 pastors out of the whole group that came through for the 9 meetings. And many said thank you. And then all the Europeans, people that flew in from Germany and from Holland and France and just all across the whole of Scandinavia, amazing. And they just tell me, Pastor, we didn't bow our knee. We didn't take the shot. We don't believe any of the stuff. We're fighting for freedom and liberty in our country. And they told us, everybody told us, that we're praying for America. We're praying that God intervene. I said, well, thank you. And when I announced that we're going to go to Chicago, many said, we're flying in. Tell us what week. We're going to bring teams from across Europe. So people are concerned. The Europeans and the UK, very concerned for America, very concerned for the future of America. So it was quite funny because on the 4th of July, which we were there, I told them, you know, we guys whipped you guys. And, of course, they all looked at me. And we got our independence from you. But then you didn't know this. You guys came and took us back. And they all looked at me, what do you mean? I said, yeah, you did through the private central banks, which a lot of people wouldn't understand, that London is the financial capital of the world. And everything is still run out of London. That's where the fake dossier came from. That's where all of the nonsense around the world still comes out of London, England. That's the way it is. So, but I felt one of the things that was so true, if you look at the history of the United Kingdom and you see how many times it was totally far gone, yet God kept flipping the thing around, kept turning the United Kingdom around. And what happened in the 1800s and what took place, even 1700s or 1600s, if you look back in UK history. And then you look at America and you see how far gone America really was, even with the colonies. And then the Company of Virginia, which people don't know, is run by the House of Lords. And that's a lot of the slavery that was going on. Of course, they thought they were going to land and find gold. They didn't until they moved more out west. So they started producing tobacco. And, of course, they tried to enslave the Native American Indians. Well, they just escaped. They knew how to live on the land. So they had to bring British people in here. And so they brought in 10,000 a year for probably 200 years and picked up urchins off the streets. They emptied the prisons. Of course, all this is denied now. Even in our history, they say, oh, probably 1,000 immigrants. There were not. There were hundreds of thousands of people that actually helped build America. And it's actually America's forgotten history. It's America's rewritten history. And it's people just denied, no, it didn't really happen. It didn't happen. England said it didn't happen, but it did, because there's documents of all of this stuff taking place. So, but that's the story of the world, isn't it? And so people set out for king and country. People set out for their religion, to claim the land, show up with the flag, stick it there. There's people living there, whatever. So I work amongst tribal people. I work amongst nations. We've been in 96 countries of the world. So when you travel like I do, you talk to people, talk to presidents, talk to prime ministers, talk to kings, to chiefs, to leaders, rulers. You begin to see a different story. And I've been doing this a long, long time. So the Lord's given me insight into how the planet works and how it functions. And then you realize that everything coming out of the UN, the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, the World Bank, the IMF, the International Bank of Settlements, all of this stuff, the Bank of England, London School of Finance. It's all manipulation. And then the media, all controlled by six corporations. It's nothing more than propaganda. I mean, even Fox News the other day, I put it on, just was watching something to do with the RNC. And after half an hour of it, I told my wife, let me switch that thing off. It's just like over and over. It's incessant propaganda. It's just like, I'd rather have four root canals without Novocaine, without any anesthetic, than sit and listen to Fox, let alone CNN. I mean, and CNN has no viewership, yet everybody's worried about what CNN has to say. Nobody's even watching it. So thank God for alternative news sources. Thank God for InfoWars. And Alex been beating the drum for many, many years. And I want to really encourage you, support InfoWars. Really support Alex. Alex, as you know, we're praying for you. God deliver you out of all this nonsense and all the stuff that's taking place. And you know, every time I come on InfoWars, people are messaging me. I've even had people text me on my phone number. I never gave them my phone number. CIA gooks, you know, trying to, oh, well, you need to back off of this. I ain't backing off of nothing, Jack. I'm not backing off of anything. Let me say, we're watching you. Oh, it's fine. I'm watching you. And beyond that, God's watching you. So I'm doing what God's called me to do. You do what God's called you to do. You stand before him on that day, and I'll stand before him the same way. Without fear. With a pure heart. Clean hands and a pure heart. Because that's what it's going to take. So I really want to encourage you. God's not finished with America. God's not finished with the United Kingdom. He's not finished with Africa. And he's going to use you in a powerful way. Let me just pray this way. Father, thank you for the people that have been watching today. I pray that you'll mobilize them and that they'll make an eternal difference for the kingdom of heaven. Thank you that the gospel shall go out and shall go into the schools and the primary schools, the middle schools, the high schools, university campuses of America, and that you'll use each and every person to bring about an eternal difference. Thank you, thank you, thank you for saving people today. Thank you for healing people today on this program, and thank you for setting the captives free, and thank you for the privilege of getting the truth out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym. So please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones